local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Happy Tuesday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Channel 3's A Block there dedicated to Hurricane Idalia. And for much of Pensacola Right Now, continuing with several different angles here, as we are continuing to monitor and keep tabs on developments here. So this hour, we will hear, not live, but we will have audio from the National Hurricane Center. Coming up at 4:45, Governor Ron DeSantis will, I would assume, hold his final news conference for the day. And my best guess is that it's the last news conference he'll have until Idalia makes landfall tomorrow morning. So we will jump into that, carry a little bit of that, just to see if there's any other major developments. But here are the key messages from Idalia, the National Hurricane Center, putting this out 12 minutes ago, advisory number 13. So really throughout the day yesterday into most of today, the talk was the storm surge being around 7 to 11 feet. National Hurricane Center says in some areas there are now preparing for and forecasting catastrophic impacts from storm surge inundation of 10 to 15 feet above ground level. This in an area between the Ocala River and Yankeetown. Life-threatening storms surge inundation likely elsewhere along portions of the Gulf Coast there. So storm surge warnings are in effect. Also, potential for destructive life-threatening winds where the core of Idalia moves on shore. So as of the 5 o'clock Eastern Time update, Idalia now with max sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. That is a Category 2 storm. And again, it is still forecasted to be a Cat 3 major hurricane when it makes landfall. The timeline looking at about 8 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow when it will make landfall. So that is, of course, our top story throughout the day. Plenty more to come in national, state, and local news, continuing to talk about some of the local resources that are heading over that way. For now, 4:15, we'll get our first check of the local roads and weather. Gracie, go ahead.
Well, I-10 throughout Pensacola running smoothly, but throughout Crestview, we do have a major accident that happened a little while ago that is slowing things down. That, again, that's going to be in the Crestview area at mile marker 53. Both lanes are open now in both directions, but we're still seeing significant slowdowns, especially in the westbound direction on I-10 as you're heading throughout Crestview. So just keep that in mind. It's still slow moving right around mile marker 53. Again, that's going to be near 85 in Crestview on I-10. Other than that, we're looking good locally throughout 29 and 90 in Pensacola, Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also running smoothly. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather here, we do have just some light rain that we're going to be expecting throughout the rest of this this evening into afternoon. Right now, we're looking pretty good throughout Pensacola, Pace, and Navarre, as well as Milton. But other than that, we're looking good with a low of 75 tonight and 80% chance of rain. Coming up tomorrow, a high surf warning as well. It's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. So, again, top story here today. We have, I believe, 22 is the official count of Florida counties that are under evacuation orders. Not all of them mandatory, but there are some that are under mandatory evacuation orders.
You still have time, particularly if in the northern part of the state, you have time to be able to evacuate. You don't need to drive hundreds of miles. You don't need to try to outrun the storm. Just get to higher ground, get into a safe structure.
Governor DeSantis earlier today, again, will try to listen in here as he gives media an update from Tallahassee in about half hour or so. FEMA also saying the money remaining in the Federal Disaster Relief Fund will be available to help after Hurricane Idalia. Administrator Deanne Criswell says there's about $3.4 billion dollars remaining, and it is enough to handle the current disasters, although they are asking for another $12 billion from Congress as a bridge to handle any more crises throughout the end of the year. And Gracie, what's happening in Hawaii today?
And the search for human remains in Lahaina is now at 99% complete. So the waters and coastline still are needing to be fully searched, but divers from Maui Fire Department, Navy, and Coast Guard are searching off the waters of Lahaina, including dozens of sunken boats. The death toll still remains at 115, been like that for about a week, but hundreds are still considered missing. The last update of the total missing was 388 missing people.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, of course, some local resources already in Central Florida. Yesterday, we talked to Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, saying that they are in Lafayette County. And he joined Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News today and provided a bit more information as to who they're helping out. Apparently, there is a brand new emergency operations center in Lafayette County, as well as a new emergency manager.
You know, they don't know what they don't know right now. So we're kind of, Travis is low-hanging fruit, prepping them. Have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Do you need this? And what are your resources? So
Gilmore, emergency manager Travis Tompkins, and Santa Rosa County's Tim Trowbridge are there. Escambia County's Mobile Operations Unit Thor is in Tallahassee. Also, Florida Power and Light has thousands in the Central Florida area staging for being able to quickly move in and get power restored once Idalia moves through. Florida Power and Light spokeswoman Sarah Gatewood talked to Channel 3.
We have customers almost at all parts of the state, so that will, we do prepare year-round so that when a storm comes, wherever it is in our service area, we are able to respond and get the lights back on for our customers safely and as quickly as possible. Every storm is different, so that's why we have a plan and practice.
And so they've already been working in the areas there, trimming trees so they don't become a hazard as the weather gets worse. Some other non-Idalia-related headlines, hearing from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, talking about a new program with the goal of getting a working smoke alarm into every house in the city. It's called Smoke Alarm Saturdays. It'll start in October.
We are, of course, always having conversations over many years about how we can increase awareness, how we can get more smoke alarms into the houses for Pensacolians. But it's even more top of mind now, given the stretch that we've been in.
So they're going to have two events, one on October 7th in the Creighton Heights neighborhood and October 21st in the Westside Garden District. So from 9 a.m. until noon those days, Pensacola firefighters will be going door to door offering to install smoke alarms for free. And this is a part of the Sound the Alarm fire safety campaign in partnership with the American Red Cross. That's a look at what's happening here locally. We'll take a break. We've got more Idalia headlines and state headlines coming up and national headlines as well. It's a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Don't miss Sibling Harmony Trio, Girl Named Tom, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater on Friday, September 15th. Experience the familial harmonies and heartfelt performances of the first ever trio to win NBC's The Voice on September the 15th. Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. The podcast page is back up and working, so you can listen to things you might have missed this morning, like we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about several of the high-profile crimes that have taken place in the last week here. Brett Aldridge, the president of Baptist Hospital, gave us a preview of the move coming up September 23rd and what they're planning for it. We talked to Director of Public Safety Eric Gilmore about going down to Lafayette County to help out with the hurricane and why those rescue tube floats might actually help out on Perdido Key. Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Weather together before we get to our state and national headlines. We still have some major slowdowns on I-10. That's throughout Crestview. Right near mile marker 53, there was an accident a little while ago. Lanes are open now, but we're still seeing extremely slow moving traffic. I-10 westbound as well as northbound on 85 throughout Crestview. So some small delays as you're heading in the eastbound direction at the scene of this accident. But the majority of it, of course, is going to be westbound as we have a lot of people moving westbound on I-10, of course, this afternoon. Also, we're looking good on 29 and 90. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Locally, our weather tonight, we're going to be expecting some more rain. So 80% chance of some rain tonight with a low of 75. Also, high surf warning in effect for Wednesday, so all day tomorrow, expect a high surf warning. 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look here at some state headlines again, mostly dominated by Hurricane Idalia. So Florida Power and Light and crews from all over the country are in Central Florida staging at Sarasota, Washington, and Nassau counties. At least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place.
We have crews and contractors that are coming in throughout the state, and they are pre-staging their vehicles and equipment there at those three sites so that they're able to hit the ground running once the storm passes.
And the governor saying that power crews have come from as far away as Nebraska this week.
Also, Hurricane Idalia could end up being a history maker in the Big Bend region. National Weather Service says that the Apalachee Bay has never seen a Category 3 or higher storm, so forecasters know that there's been no major hurricanes in records dating back to 1851 that have tracked into the region.
Also, FEMA says personnel and resources are being deployed not just to Florida, but Georgia and South Carolina, too.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
Administrator Deanne Criswell, of course, again talking about the storm surge around 12 feet. The National Hurricane Center says some areas could get as much as 15 feet along the western coast of Florida. Also in Hurricane Idalia-related news, there is a state assistance information line for those impacted there. That's from the Florida Division of Emergency Management. That toll-free hotline has updated information. The SAIL line is at 800-342-3557. You could also check out floridadisaster.org/updates.
Also, in non-hurricane-related news, the Broward County Fire Rescue Captain who died yesterday in the helicopter crash is being remembered. So that's the father of Captain Terry's son Jackson. In addition to Jackson in the helicopter, there was an unidentified woman in the apartment complex when the chopper crashed, and she also died.
And finally, the mayor of Miami pulling the plug on his presidential campaign after failing to make the cut for the first debate. Francis Suarez making the announcement on X today. He's the first candidate to drop out of the race. National headlines. Prosecutors say a deadly weekend stabbing outside Washington, D.C. McDonald's involved two teenage girls that were arguing over sweet and sour sauce. 16-year-old girl died after another 16-year-old allegedly stabbed her when the argument turned physical. The suspect says that she was pulling the knife in self-defense.
Also, the University of North Carolina grad student being accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. UNC Police Chief Brian James says that Thailand Chi made his first court appearance today. He was charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on an educational property. The faculty member who died was Chi's academic advisor.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams not happy with a letter that the federal government sent saying that New York City can do better with the migrant crisis.
If the national plan is have New York City continue to find spaces, that is not an answer.
He says that the letter offered no solutions on addressing the issue, and Adams says the migrant crisis is a federal problem, not a local one.
Also, new polls show that Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as an electable following his Georgia arrest. So the Morning Consult found that 62% believe that Trump is the best chance of beating President Biden in a general election. That's 9% up from a previous poll. 4:30 on News Radio 92.3. When we come back, we'll get some sports updates. That's going to be followed by a Fox News update in Your Money Now. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Rich Dennison. The preparations underway in Florida for Hurricane Idalia's landfall along the Gulf Coast tomorrow. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urging Floridians to take Idalia seriously as it's expected to become a major hurricane.
This means heavy winds, high winds, heavy rain, and a forecasted 12-foot storm surge in some of the areas along the western coast.
Residents of 49 Florida counties currently under a state of emergency. North Korea's leader issuing new threats after joint military drills involving the U.S., Japan, and South Korea.
Kim Jong-un suggesting that North Korea would deploy new nuclear-capable missiles to its Navy and other military services as he calls on his forces to be constantly ready for combat so it can thwart its rivals' plots to invade his country.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Led by a tech sector rally, stocks posted broad gains today. The S&P 500 jumped 64 points. The Dow Industrials moved up 292, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite soared 238, or 1.75%. Chip maker NVIDIA leaped more than 4% today. Tesla surged 7.7%, while both Apple and Facebook parent Meta added more than 2%. An earnings beat helped Best Buy shares rise 3.9%. Walmart has recently begun adding more locally produced snacks to its store shelves in several locations around the country. Some Walmarts in Illinois have added products from El Ranchero. In central Pennsylvania, local favorite Good's potato chips are now in some of the discount giant stores. And there are items from Taco Works in California and Juanita's in Oregon. Walmart says this is the result of a survey it completed that showed customers wanted more locally produced and regional favorites in the snack aisle. That's Your Money Now.
Thinning hair is normal.
but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. If you're wondering how folks in Wisconsin are feeling about Aaron Rodgers, Jack's American Pub might give you a hint. The Milwaukee-based bar is running a promotion where they will pay your entire bar tab if the Jets lose. Now, there is some fine print, but Rodgers has to be playing in the game, and the Jets can't be playing at the same time as the Packers. But Wisconsin fans celebrating a Jets loss with free booze? Message sent. I'm Maggie Gray.
College football fans, DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season. New customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. The only thing that's a lock is the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code ROME. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. That's code ROME only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is Two Times Tuesday. Buy the 6-piece shrimp dinner and get 6 more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Sports Radio 92.3 437 right here with Pensacola right now. It's Joe and Gracie on a Tuesday. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a look at what's going on in the world of sports today, as well as followed by some health, business, and science notes. We are still seeing slowdowns on I-10 westbound. That's going to be throughout Crestview. There was an accident that happened a little while ago that shut things down for a while. Now we're just seeing slowdowns in the westbound direction on I-10. Again, that's going throughout Crestview. Mile marker 53 is around where the accident was. Also northbound on 85, also some major delays. Of course, lots of people on the interstate moving westbound, preparing for the storm, so just keep that in mind that it is still extremely slow moving. Locally throughout Pensacola, 29 is moving nicely, as well as nothing to slow you down throughout 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
Hurricane Idalia will strike Florida on Wednesday morning. The local impact, dangerous rip currents, and just a north wind of about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, during the day Wednesday, we do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with a high of about 90. Looking ahead to the weekend, we'll have just typical weather, highs in the low 90s, with a chance for a pop-up storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So today was the deadline for NFL teams to get their rosters trimmed to 53 for the start of the NFL season. That is a week from Thursday, with the Chiefs taking on the Lions on NBC there. So among the notables, the Patriots waiving Bailey Zappe. Of course, he was a standout backup quarterback when regular quarterback Mac Jones wasn't doing so well last year. Also, Damar Hamlin making the Buffalo Bills 53-man roster. The Colts saying they didn't quite get what they thought was a fair offer for running back Jonathan Taylor, so he's not going anywhere. And the team also put him on the physically unable to perform list, so he won't play in the first four games. Major League Baseball, the Braves out west still in Colorado, taking on the Rockies at 7:40. Hopefully the security tonight a lot better than it was last night, as Atlanta Braves star Ronald Acuna admitting that he was a little scared when he had a couple of fans rushing onto the field and security nowhere to be found, as they were both able to get to him. One was hugging him. The other kind of came up and knocked him to the ground. They were both just wanting pictures, but Acuna saying that he was a little scared when this was all going on. But the security, we got to be better there. And that brings up, if you've followed it all, Lionel Messi for Inter Miami, that his personal bodyguard has kind of gone viral, because and I've been surprised that there haven't been more fans trying to rush the field to take a selfie with him or whatever here in the States. But he has a personal bodyguard that is not only with him basically anywhere off the field, but when he's playing on the field, the security guard is actually like walking the sideline like where Messi is. And so he is always at the ready there, keeping aware of the stands to make sure nobody is getting anywhere close to him. So maybe the Braves need to invest in a personal bodyguard for Ronald Acuna if what happened last night happens again. Also, U.S. Open continues day two, the first round tonight in primetime. Top seed in the men's side, Carlos Alcaraz, and Venus Williams also in action later on tonight. Health, business, and science notes today. 3M reaching a $6 billion settlement with military service members over defective earplugs. More than 200,000 claims were filed over the combat arms earplugs that allegedly caused hearing loss. Claimants must register for a payment plan and provide proof of hearing damage. Payments will be made through 2029.
Also, a new report shows that U.S. housing market continued to strengthen for the fifth straight month. The latest S&P CoreLogic 20 City Price Index rose about 1% in June. However, year-over-year prices continue to decline.
So, Grace, you remember, I believe it was last month, where there was that woman in South Florida that had sued Velveeta over their microwave mac and cheese, saying that they were false advertising about how quickly it would be done?
Yes.
So that was dismissed, thankfully. But another kind of the similar lawsuit will have to move forward, and Burger King must face a lawsuit that claims its Whopper burgers are too small. The proposed class action lawsuit claims Burger King misleads customers with menu pictures that make the Whopper appear to be 35% bigger and contains twice the meat than what is served. Burger King says it doesn't need to serve burgers that look exactly like the picture. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell are also facing similar lawsuits.
That's just so... I feel like people who file these lawsuits and... they just have too much time on their hand, I think.
I think that's true, but on the other hand, I'm thinking about joining the class action lawsuit and, you know, getting a check in the mail for about 38 cents.
Yeah, it's really unfair what Burger King is doing for all Americans.
Yes, that's the big problem, is that they don't serve enough food, not the 2 pounds of grease that accompanies the
exactly.
Whopper.
Well, also in health, business, and science notes, if you have any DVDs from Netflix, well, you can keep them. Netflix DVD service is ending. The streaming service says that it'll stop shipping out DVDs in about a month. Netflix also announced that subscribers were not going to be charged for any unreturned discs after September 29th. The company is telling customers to enjoy their final shipments for as long as they would like.
I was thinking about this when I saw that. I honestly don't remember the last time I used a DVD. Can you recall?
I don't have a DVD player. Okay. I don't have one at my house, and my laptop doesn't take DVDs.
It's amazing how quickly technology just comes on the scene and then poof, we're on to the next thing.
Exactly. But,
DVDs, I feel like, are a relatively new thing. Maybe I'm just misremembering that, but rip to DVDs.
Yeah.
Finally, in health and science news, scientists say they've fully sequenced the Y chromosome for the first time. That means they have new information that could give insight into male infertility and other health issues. Published in the journal Nature, the study fills in the half of the human Y chromosome that had been missing since the same group of researchers tried for the first time 20 years ago.
Just shy of 5:45, we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 is looking nicely throughout Mobile, Pensacola, Garcon Point, but throughout Crestview, major slowdowns westbound where there was an accident a little while ago that blocked both the north, or excuse me, in both the west and east direction. Eastbound now moving fine, but westbound still seeing extremely slow moving traffic on I-10 throughout Crestview, as well as northbound on 85, extremely slow moving as well. So just keep that in mind if that is the direction you are headed on I-10. We're looking good on Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, as well as just typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Navarre, and Windhaven Beach. If you see anything else on the road, just give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather locally, we are going to be seeing some rain this evening. We do have just some scattered storms just north of Pensacola. So Century, Atmore, Flemington, as well as Bay Minette getting some light rain. But other than that, we're looking good throughout the rest of our area. But expect some rain throughout the rest of this evening. Some scattered storms coming up tomorrow. We do have a high surf warning in effect. 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at pop culture notes today. So, with Bob Barker's passing over the weekend, CBS is now set to air a special tribute show. Drew Carey will be hosting The Price is Right, a tribute to Bob Barker. That'll be Thursday. It'll feature highlights from Barker's time hosting the game show, such as his first episode, the first appearance of Plinko, and his final episode when he retired back in 2007. The special also will air during The Price is Right's regular time slot on September 4th. Gracie, you remember much about Wheel of Fortune? Didn't check in that much when you were homesick?
No, not really. Okay. I can picture it, but I really can't remember it. I'm not huge into game shows.
Okay.
And probably Price is Right is one of the ones at the bottom of the list
yeah.
to remember.
I get it.
But that is cool, and I'm glad they're doing something to honor
Love
that.
Love me some Plinko.
Yes. Kind of a weird one here, but interesting. Eminem says that Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy can't use his song anymore. So during campaign events, he frequently uses Lose Yourself and even rapped the song during the Iowa State Fair. Well, Eminem sent a cease and desist, and Vivek Ramaswamy is going to honor it.
Yeah, heard about that. Also, as the Hollywood actor strike continues, many actors are turning to Cameo to make ends meet. More than 2,400 performers have joined or reactivated their accounts, an increase of 137%. Yeah, pretty interesting there. Looking at wacky and weird headlines. So, Grace, are you a fan of the pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks?
I love them.
You love them.
I don't know. This one is very weird.
This one may be right up your alley, but I feel like this is a more exciting invention here. So there are pumpkin spice butt wipes are apparently a thing now. So the company Dude Wipes makes them. And they're calling them the Dumpkin Spice Wipes. According to the description, they're designed to, quote, keep your butt cozy with a pumpkin spice-inspired mix of clove, nutmeg, and other fall scents. They are available now on Amazon. What say you to that?
I mean, I'm all about really embracing the fall.
Personal hygiene and fall scents.
So it sounds awesome.
It may be cheaper than candles.
That is true.
And the sound and the smell goes with you when you leave the house.
I mean, they know what they're doing at Butt Wipes, at Dude Wipes, I mean. They are real entrepreneurs
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a wacky one there. Let us know if you're ordering them.
Yeah.
Also in wacky and weird news, a 56-year-old man in Kentucky is arrested for robbing a bank, but he didn't actually go inside the bank or try to break into an ATM. Police say that Robert was simply walking by when he saw a bank deposit bag on the sidewalk that had about $5,000 in it. He told police that he figured finders keepers. So it might work out for $20 bills, but the bag clearly belonged to the bank. It was outside the bank. And there was deposit slips inside for the local town's tax fund. So he did end up getting arrested.
Yeah.
Finders keepers doesn't really work with that, but yeah, just shy of 450. We're going to get a real quick break, come back with some good news and some TV recap right here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor 2 decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Vergosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was platoon man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, 4:53 here on a Tuesday. Text line 850-437-1620. Gracie, I believe that bumper music there is by a group named Girl Named Tom. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they actually were the winner of season 21 of The Voice, and they're coming to the Sanger Theater on September 15th.
September 15th.
Yes.
So as luck would have it, Andrew, as he is wont to do, has forgotten or neglected to give away tickets. So we have them now to give away. First person to text in Girl Named Tom to 850-437-1620. We'll get those tickets.
And they sound awesome, and they're 3 siblings. So, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, text that in, Girl Named Tom, 850-437-1620, and we got a pair of tickets for you. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some good news and some TV recap. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns throughout Pensacola, but if you are heading westbound near Crestview, that's where we're going to see some major slowdowns still due to an accident that happened earlier this afternoon. So it did close off both directions. Right now, westbound is where we're still seeing some major delays, as well as northbound on 85, leaving, you know, Niceville up to Crestview is seeing a lot of slowdowns as well. So just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Also, for weather, we have a high surf warning for tomorrow. Tonight, a low of 75, and expect some rain. We do have some scattered storms right now throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, Sentry, Atmore, Bay Minette, seeing some rain, just light rain right now, but we're going to have some scattered storms all throughout this this evening into afternoon, so just keep that in mind. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So while Gracie gets the details from our winner here, we will get some wacky and weird and good news. First, a quick recap of what has been a big draw for Disney Plus, the new Star Wars series Ahsoka is drawing a big audience, with the first episode getting 14 million views worldwide since it premiered last week. And of course, new episodes of Ahsoka debut every Tuesday night on Disney Plus. Looking at some good news here. So if you want to cry, watch the video on this. Unfortunately, as a radio medium, we cannot show the video. But, yeah, I did. So a 42-year-old man, it's sad and good, and you'll see why. So a 42-year-old man in Virginia was adopted as a kid And just a few months ago, he found out that he was actually born in Chile and was stolen from his mother at birth in an illegal adoption scheme. And even worse, his mom was told that he died right after he was born. The good news is that as soon as he found all this out, he wanted to track down his mom and succeeded. They had a very emotional reunion in Chile recently.
How do you hug someone in a way that makes up for 42 years of hugs? That's what you're doing in that moment. 42 years robbed, stolen from us, all crashing into this moment. 42 years, but not 43. Never 43.
So that's Jimmy Thiden, who is actually a former Marine, now a lawyer with two kids of his own. So video there, a lot of media outlets around there showing his reunion with his mother in Chile and brought his two kids along for that reunion. So that's just a terrible. So apparently this was a giant problem back in the 70s and 80s. I was not aware of this, but apparently there was a lot of this illegal adoption schemes going around in Chile. So this happened quite frequently, but just a wonderful story there of a reunion between a mother and son there. Also, a guy in Wisconsin just getting his wedding ring back after 14 years after he had lost it in a lake.
I saw a picture of a ring, and it looked just like my ring. I reached out to Bill Stewart.
What just blew me away was within half an hour, I had a message from Mike.
Like a needle in a haystack or winning the lottery or something along those lines.
So Bill had found the ring, posted it on Facebook looking for the owner. It's amazing that this guy reached out to him within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So he knew that Koenig was the owner when he told them that the engraving on the inside was the name of his wedding song, It's Your Love. So 14 years later, he gets his original wedding band back.
Wow, that's awesome.
Very cool there. So we got 4:59 here. Still waiting on details from the winner. We'll announce it here coming up in the second hour, but maybe some more tickets to give away later on this week. And I would assume Florida State tickets are shortly coming here in the next few weeks. So we'll hopefully have more giveaways here over the next few weeks. So we have Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Full wall-to-wall coverage there of Hurricane Idalia. We will continue with that as well when we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.